Hey y'all, I'm Kendrick Shope and welcome to Sell Like a Woman, the place to be for you to learn how to crush your quota, make money, and all while doing it without sacrificing 1 ounce of your integrity and doing it only the way a woman can. Today, slip into my shoes, a day in the life of a successful, sexy saleswoman. Alarm goes off. Oh, there's that internal struggle. Do I want to hit snooze? Do I want to pay the price for an extra 10 minutes of silence and sleep? No, I don't. Get up. Take the dog out. Start breakfast. Another internal struggle. I want to check my email. I want to see what's happened overnight. Do I do that? No, because that's going to pull me out of the present and away from my family. Put oatmeal on the tray. Next, go wake up my daughter. Oh, already have to start selling first thing in the morning because Mommy, I don't feel good. I'm tired. I just want to be with you today. Please, Mommy. Deep breath. Because if I'm being honest, I'd love to spend the day with my daughter. Start selling. Hallianna, sweetheart, you have to go to school today. You'll have fun at school today. No, we won't, Mommy. We have a test. It's okay, baby. You go and you and Mommy will do something fun after school. Blake, are you up? Luckily, I have the most amazing husband in the world, and he's already up and ready to start helping me get Hallianna out the door. And then I hear it. Mommy, these shoes don't feel right. Okay, Hallianna, don't panic. It's okay. Deep breath. It's okay. Let Mommy work with your shoes. What's wrong? They're too little. Or maybe they're too big. I don't know. They don't feel right. Okay. Don't panic. It's okay. Dog, whap, slaps me in the head as I bend down to fix Hallianna's shoes because she thinks it's time to play. Hallianna, the tongue's all jumbled up here. Let me fix it. Is that better? Not really. Okay. Hallianna, how has your foot grown this much? Just yesterday, these shoes fit. Okay, so after school, Hallianna, we'll go get some new shoes today. Can you wear them just today for Mommy? Sure, Mommy, but you said we were going to do something fun after school today, and now we have to go get shoes. That's not fun. Note to self, go get shoes, create a fun activity, all after you pick Hallianna up from school. Don't worry about it. Let Mommy take care of it. Blake, get Hallianna's lunch. Get her book bag. It's time to get out the door. Already been selling? Already avoided a complete catastrophe, and now there are those few moments of silence. You know what I'm talking about. That moment when you think, can I play hooky? Can I jump back in bed? Can I have a cup of coffee and call my mom, which is what I really want to do? Instead, off to the shower to extend that zen-like peace for 5 minutes. Out of the shower, hair in a towel, bathrobe on, and I step into my closet. Who do I feel like today? Am I more of a Marilyn Monroe, an Audrey Hepburn, or a Janis Joplin? I'm feeling a little edgy. I think we'll do the black boots and do the Janis Joplin look. Go to my vanity, sit down, dry my hair, and then I get to do something I literally love. Turn on my audiobook. Oh yeah, I'm not ashamed. I'm listening to the same self-help book for the third time in a row. You Are a Badass, because I love it. Because at this point, I've been up for 2 hours and I need some self-help. Put on my makeup, check my teeth. Time to get ready to walk out the door. Computer bag, purse, lipstick, check. I think we're ready to go. Oh, wait. I forgot my notebook with all my notes in it about my physicians. Run back in the door. Oh, no, I forgot to let my dog out too. Let Prada out, shut the door, back in the car. Oh, it's Marvelous Monday. That means I've got 10 minutes to get Starbucks and get to my first doctor's office. Pick up Starbucks and I am well on my way. Sitting in my car before I walk into the office, reviewing my little black book of notes. All right, my doctor says he's writing my product, yet the numbers don't reflect that. How am I going to address that? Okay, yeah, and the nurse actually has a son who plays football at the University of Tennessee. Need to make sure and ask her about that. Oh, yeah, and my gatekeeper gave me a book to read last time, so I need to make sure I address that. Last thing, do I have lipstick on my teeth? Any food in my teeth? Great, I'm ready to go. I walk in, with a big smile, ready for the day. And the first thing the receptionist says is, "It's so good to see you, Kendrick. We love you on Marvelous Mondays. We've been waiting for you." Now, I got to be careful here because I can't be too loud, because all the patients sitting around in this waiting room don't want me taking their time away from their doctor. But I still have to be smile and warm and excited to see this receptionist. So I very calmly walk up to the receptionist and say, "My gosh, I read your book and it was fantastic. I loved it." I spend 20 minutes there talking with the receptionist about her book, while magically the bagels and the coffee, they just disappear. And I laugh internally because I know there won't be one slither of bagel nor one cup of coffee left for me by the time I get back to talk to the doctor. But that's okay. Finally, I see in the background my nurse who loves me, who's son plays football at the University of Tennessee. And she says, "Girl, come on back." And so I walk back and I give her a big hug and I say, "Tell me all about your son. How was his first game at the University of Tennessee this weekend?" And she tells me all about the drama and all the inside scoop, which I'm actually excited to hear, because as an avid Tennessee fan, I can go to the car when this call is over and I can call my dad and I can tell him all the things I learned. As I sit there chatting with the nurse for a minute, I hear it. This loud, boisterous voice that says, "There's my redhead. Come on back." And so finally, I am here to do, I get the opportunity to do what I am here to do. I get to sit down across from my physician and talk to him about my product, but not so fast. First, I need to ask about the kids. "Dr. D, how are your kids?" "Oh my gosh, you won't believe it. My son was Elvis for Halloween. He was adorable." "Well, I have to see pictures, Dr. D." So we thumb through pictures of little Dr. D as Elvis. And then he says, "You won't believe it, Kendrick, but he was such a great Elvis. He put on an entire concert for our neighborhood on Halloween." Now, I'm not shocked by this because I've met Dr. D's son and he is an adorable little ham. So I say, "Tell me all about it." And so he tells me all about the concert, and he is beaming with pride to get this break from his practice to get to talk about his kids. And then I say, "Well, you know, I know you're busy, Dr. D, but I want to ask about your patients who are suffering from osteoporosis. I want to do what I came here to do. We got to do a little business, right?" And he tells me, "Oh, Kendrick, I love your product. I write your product every time I can. Every time that I see a patient who has osteoporosis where it's a good fit, I write your product." And I know I've just been lied to, because he doesn't know that I see his numbers. And I look at him and I smile with my biggest, biggest smile. And I say, "You know what? Thank you so much for helping out those patients who have osteoporosis with my product. You know, it could be that that sometimes some doctors are experiencing issues with formulary. And so I want to make sure that once you recommend this product, your patients are able to get it covered. So who can I speak to in the office about that?" And he says, "Well, you can talk to my nurse, Amelia. She handles all prior auths and all insurance issues." Now, I had a choice right there. I could have called him out. I could have said, "You're not writing my product. I know you're not. The numbers tell me you're not." But that's not the way a sexy, savvy, successful saleswoman sells. So I thank Dr. D for his time. I get up, I gather my stuff, and I'm on my way to see Amelia. And then I hear it. Internally, I freeze, because Dr. D says, "Hey, how about dinner tonight?" And I know I've just hit a really uncomfortable crossroads. With my biggest smile, I turn around and I say, "Dr. D, I'd love to, but you know what? I promised my daughter that I would take her out on a fun activity tonight, as well as get new shoes, and we're going out to dinner as a family. But I tell you what I would love to do. I'd love to bring your entire office lunch tomorrow so we can continue this conversation about osteoporosis." And Dr. D just looks back at me with a smile and he says, "Yeah, just schedule that with the girls out front." And I know he had no intention in that moment of going out to dinner to talk about my product. I round the corner and I find Amelia, and I spend 30 minutes talking with Amelia about how to get my drug approved on formulary. Now, it turns out Dr. D wasn't feeding me a bold-faced lie. He had been writing a good amount of my product, and they were having some prior authorization issues. So I spent some time with Amelia working those out. Then I say my goodbyes to this office and I tell them I'll be back next week from Marvelous Monday. I walk to the car and I feel a little bit like I need a shower. Did I dress too sexy? Did I reveal too much? Is that what made Dr. D think that he could ask me out to dinner in an inappropriate way? Is this my fault? What have I done wrong? But then I realize it's time to treat yourself. You've been in this office for 2.5 hours. You've been shooting the crap with everybody and you hopefully made their day better. And now it's time for you to do something for yourself. So I do what any sexy, successful, savvy sales rep would do. And I wheel into Starbucks and I get a cup of coffee. And you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, because when you walk into Starbucks, it is a literal hub for sales reps escaping their territory. I can say, should I take my computer in? Should I not take my computer in? You know what? I think I'm just going to take a break. I'm going to plug my audio book in. You are a badass. And I'm going to take 30 minutes and I'm going to listen and I'm going to drink my coffee and I'm going to get ready to go to the other 8 offices I have to go to today. And we're just getting started. This is one office. So this is a day in the life of a sexy, successful, savvy saleswoman. Now, I know what you may be thinking. This isn't a day in the life of a saleswoman. This is a day in the life of Kendrick. What if I'm in a totally different business? But no matter what business you're in, you are selling. It doesn't matter if you're selling insurance, if you're selling construction equipment, or if you're selling stocks. There are some absolutes that you need to know in order to sell like a woman. So here are some tips. Here are your takeaways in order to be a sexy, successful, savvy saleswoman. Number one, you want to be a lady in the street, but a boss in the boardroom. You want to go in and you want to know your office. You want to have relationships that matter. You want to be able to ask your receptionist about something important to her. You want to have connections. You want to be polite. You want to smile. You want to be giving. But the minute something crosses the line, or the minute it's time to do business, you become the boss. You become the expert of your product. You need to be a lady in the street and a boss in the boardroom. You need to own your place. You need to own your place on that street. So not just be a lady in the street, but a boss in the boardroom, but you need to set boundaries. You need to ask for the raise. You need to make the deal. That's how you're a boss in the boardroom. Ladies, number two, you got to understand what it's like to be in the woman's zone. You got to treat yourself. You know, if you just get hit on by your doctor, then it's okay to take a 30-minute virtual shower in Starbucks or at the nail salon. It's how I survived many a days, and that's okay. Let go of the guilt about that. Step number three, control the woman's zone. Know your selling style. This is how you control the woman's zone. Are you a social seller? Are you an analytical seller? It doesn't matter. I'm a social seller. You can tell it from a day in the life of me. I go in, I make connections, I talk, I know everything about everybody in the office, but maybe dad is your jam. I don't care what it is, but control the woman's zone. Control what you're good at. Use what you're good at in order to get the job done. And the final step is look like $1 million. Check your lipstick. Check your teeth for spinach. Dress for success, whether that's dressing like Janis Joplin, Marilyn Monroe, although Marilyn might be a little bit pushing the envelope for some of your offices, or Audrey Hepburn. I don't care. You need to look good and feel good because that will radiate off of you. It oozes confidence to your prospects. You can be a sexy, successful, savvy saleswoman. All right. So now we have come to my favorite part of the show, and that's where I get to engage with you, one of the listeners, and we have a letter from Carly. And Carly writes, how do you freaking do it all? How do you work full-time, raise kids, cook dinner, build a business on the side? Because I'm in the same boat and I'm losing my mind. I feel like I'm not doing anything well. Help. Carly, breathe. First of all, I want to really connect with you and say, good job here. Good job for being able to admit that you feel like you're not doing anything well. That's not easy to do. Super proud of you for that. Super proud of anyone who can do that because I know how hard it is. The next thing I want you to understand is it happens to all of us, right? There are days, Carly, when it's a total freak show behind the scenes here at my house. There are days when we may not even have clean underwear to put on. And I have somebody help with the laundry, and we still may not. You know, I just got in last night from Texas. A week ago, I was in Los Angeles. It's a total freak show here sometimes. Step number one, Carly, is let go of the guilt. Be okay with it. You're not doing anything wrong. This is life, and life gets messy from time to time. Life can be a total freak show. Here's the truth. Until you're able to do that, until you're able to let go and be okay with, yep, from time to time, it's a total freak show, and get rid of that thought that I'm not doing anything well, you're going to stay stuck. Once you're able to be open to a change in mindset, if you will, then here are three tips that will help you get control of your household and your life again so that you feel like you're doing things well again. Number one is, what can you let go of? You know, I used to be a member of the PTO and part of the church Sunday school group and always doing something for the community. I had to let go of all that stuff. Yeah, there was some guilt that came up with it, but you got to let it go. What can you let go of? What, just for this season in your life, not forever, but for right now, if you're working a full-time job, trying to be a mama and building a biz, there's got to be stuff you can let go of. What can you let go of? Number two, can you barter? Can you make some deals on the side with your husband or your significant other? You know what, honey? I love to cook and you like to clean. So how about you be responsible for the cleaning and I'll be responsible for the cooking? You don't have to do it all. And then, is there somewhere where you could get support? No, everybody can't afford to get support, and I totally understand that. But is there one place where it would feel like a weight is lifted off your shoulders if you actually had some support come in and help you out? So, Carly, I want you to sit down, and I want you to look at all your tasks that you're responsible for. And it'll take some time, and you're not going to want to do it, but that's what I want you to do. And I want you to say, what can I let go of? Cross off, get rid of, get it out of here. What can you barter, and where can you get support? And this is a tool that I learned from the great Martha Beck. She calls it bag it, barter, better it. So what can you bag? What can you barter? What can you better, Carly? And when you do this, you're going to be so flipping excited. It's going to feel so good. I want to celebrate how much ease you're going to welcome into your life once you do this. This is not easy to do. It's not easy to admit. And if you're admitting it, I bet you're beating yourself up about it. So just celebrate the fact that you wrote in and asked a question, and now you have a tool and a strategy that helps you get out there and get it done more often. But know this, there are going to be times when it's a total freak show, even when you do this, a total freak show behind the scenes, and that's okay. Now, audience, if you're listening, you may be thinking, well, you know what? I'm a pretty good cook, and I don't have trouble putting dinner on the table. Or you may be thinking, I'm a little bit embarrassed that Kendrick even talked about maybe not having clean underwear. That kind of weirds me out a little bit. We always have clean underwear. I got two things to say to you. First of all, don't judge me. And second of all, get honest with yourself. Those may not be the pain points in your household, but if you're a mama, if you're working a full-time job, if you're trying to start a business on the side, you've got some freak show moments going on in your house. So sit down and figure out what you can let go of, what you can barter, and where you can get support. And I guarantee you, you will have less of those freak show moments, and you'll start to feel like you're doing a whole lot more things well. Thank you so much, Carly, for writing in. So there you have it. You slipped into my Jimmy Choo's, and you know what a day in the life, or at least the first few hours in the life of a sexy, successful, savvy pharmaceutical saleswoman is. I'm Kendrick Shope, and this is Sell Like a Woman. See you next time.